Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be classified as low according to the ionospheric prediction service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 109, that's 109, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 5959. Now those figures are not expected to change dramatically in the near future, so our present deterioration of long distance multi-hop propagation on higher frequencies on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue, but daytime propagation on frequencies above about 14 MHz will be satisfactory. Now some shortwave station news. Alaska, the new life station KNLS, is now back on the air. Its evening programs start at 0800 on 9655 to East Asia with Russian, and continues on that frequency right throughout the evening period. The station also uses 9610 with English between 1100 and 1200, and on 7355 between 1200 and 1300 in Chinese. Another frequency is 9920, that's 1300 to 1400 in Chinese, and 7355, 1400 to 1500 in Chinese. And back on 9920, 1500 to 1600 in English, and 1600 to 1700 in English. Now some further shortwave station news. Voice of America frequency changes notified include 1630 to 1700, a new frequency of 13865 from Issedon in France to East Africa in English. That frequency is a slight change from 13870. And 1800 to 1900, 13865 from Nauen in Germany in Amharic. Now other frequency changes notified recently include Adventist World Radio via media broadcast. The new frequency is 17720 between 1730 and 1800 to East Africa in the Oromo language, and that frequency replaces 15155, and that frequency was from Issoudun in France. So the France transmitting facility has been taken off the air for Adventist World Radio for that transmission, and the Nauen service from Germany has been replaced. FIBAR Radio, Arabic, new frequency 12045, between 1700 and 1730, and 15260 has been cancelled, and those frequencies are from Wolverton in England. Now, some propagation notes made locally here in Victoria recently. Strong signals apparent between 0400 and 0430 on 6, 7, 9 and 11 megahertz. That's 2pm to 2:30pm here. Very cold, down to 5 degrees Celsius. We're noting much earlier fade in now as our shorter stay here in Victoria is approaching. And it's said that winter is here. Reception notes made at the Maroondah Reservoir Park, 70 kilometres east of Melbourne, dominated by long paths from Europe, Africa and the Middle East, and short paths from the Americas. Now, some important frequency occupancies noted included these. 5810 WEWN USA in Spanish. 5920 NHK Radio Japan from the Issoudun relay station in France in Japanese. And 5975, Adventist World Radio, also from the Issoudun transmitting station in France in Bulgarian. 5985, NHK Radio Japan, from the relay station at WHRI in the USA in Spanish. And 6105, Radio Liberty, from the Lampathon relay station in Germany, in Belarusian. And 6175, Voice of Vietnam by the relay station at WHRI, Spanish, of course, that's the USA relay. And in the 41 meter band, 7255, Radio Belarus at Minsk, carrying the domestic service on shortwave. 7270, Radio Liberty from Lampetheim in Germany, in Russian. And 7295, Radio Algeria in France, broadcasting from the Issoudun transmitting station in Arabic. A lot of broadcasters using the Issoudun facility, it seems. And 7330, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 7350, Voice of America, broadcasting from Botswana in the Kirundi language. And 7385 and 7455, WHRI in the USA in English. And 7435, Radio Liberty from Biblis in Germany, broadcasting in Russian. 31 metres. The BBC from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE, transmitting in Persian. And 11780, Radio Nacional in Brazil. 11780 co-channel with Brazil is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English through until signing off at 0420, leaving Brazil in the clear after that time. And another Brazilian, Radio Brazil Central on 11815. So lots of action in the 49, 41, 31 and 25 metre bands from here in Victoria, out of Melbourne, some 70 kilometres. That reception was by myself at the Maroondah Reservoir Park, and as I mentioned, dominated by long paths from Europe, Africa and the Middle East, and short path from the Americas. Information now concerning some frequency assignments in the 13 metre band. Not many stations broadcasting in this band at the present time due to the continuing low sunspot activity. However, some of these may be audible in your part of the world. First of all, we have 21505. That's 21505. That's broadcasting from, let me see now, 21505, Radio Free Asia, from Tinian Islands in the Marianas, Chinese services 0400 to 0500, and Tibetan 1000 to 1100. Same frequency 21505 is used by the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with its Arabic language programming from Riyadh between 1155 and 1457. The same frequency is also used by the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran between 1120 and 1150 in Hausa. Now 21525, another frequency for the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Swahili, 08220920, and 21540 Radio Kuwait in Arabic between 1000 and 1600. 21550, the Vatican Radio, 0700 to 1030 in English by the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting facility in the Vatican. And 21560, the Vatican Radio, using the Chenang relay station brokered by the IBB, Chenang in the Philippines, 0400 to 0430 in Chinese. And the same frequency is used from Santa Maria di Galleria at 21560 at other times, such as Portuguese 0700 to 1030. 21580 Radio Kuwait, broadcasting in Filipino, 1000 to 1200. And 21585 Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from Tinian Island in the Marianas, in various Tibetan dialects between 0200 and 0300. And 21600, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in Russian, 0822-0920. And finally, the voice of America, 21600 from Chenang in the Philippines, with programs in Tibetan between 0300 and 0600. So, not many stations using the 13 meter band at the moment, but that may pick up as the Northern Hemisphere summer period continues. And the highest frequency used in the 13 meter band is 21800, used by the Overcomer Ministry religious broadcasting station in the USA between 1600 and 1855. It's broadcasting from the transmitting site near Sofia in Bulgaria at Kostinbrod. And that's all on our program this time. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.